I'm going to call the meeting of Laws and Rules Government Services Committee for August 17th to order. It is 4:35 p.m. Clerk Mahler is going to take the attendance.
Absolutely. Chairwoman Bartels.
Here.
Deputy Chair Roberts.
Here.
Legislator Gavaris.
Present.
Legislator Heppner.
Here.
Legislator Romp.
Present.
You have 5 members present, 0 absent.
Fabulous. Thank you all for being amenable to the change, including the Executive's office. I will entertain a motion for approval of the minutes of June 29th and July 14th special meetings and the July 19th regular meeting. So moved by Legislator Roberts.
Second.
Second by Legislator Ronk. Any questions, concerns, comments? Okay, all those in favor of approving all the minutes?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, passes unanimously. We'll move to resolutions. Resolution number 372, adopting proposed local law number 3 of 2021, a local law amending local law number 7 of 2014, a local law respecting the outdoor restraint of companion animals.
I'll move it.
Legislator Ron?
Second.
Second by Legislator Roberts. Discussion? Legislator Ron?
I just want to clear up, there was a concern in my caucus over some of the comments at the public hearing. This doesn't change anything that the gentleman had complained about hunting dogs. That stuff was already in there. And also, it's about restraint, not kenneling or whatnot. So, I just want to put those thoughts on the record.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything they would like to comment, discuss? Okay. On the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes unanimously. Resolution number 373, adopting proposed local law number 5 of 2021, a local law amending local law number 3 of 2019, a local law establishing the Ulster County Electrical Licensing Board and providing for qualifications, examination, licensing, and regulation of electricians in Ulster County, New York.
I'll move it.
Moved by Legislator Ronk.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Roberts. Discussion? On the resolution, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes unanimously. Resolution number 376, authorizing the termination of a lease agreement with CPR Kingston LLC Bank for space used by the Board of Elections.
I'll move it.
I'll second it for discussion.
Legislator Heppner and Legislator Ronk. On the resolution, Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. I think that's an important conversation for us to continue. I think it's important that it stay in. And I think that, as Legislator Gavaris has said to me, and I'm sure he'll say here, it's a clear message to the executive's office that there are some of us in the legislature that would really like to not increase the county's properties that we're renting from folks without a clear plan on what they're going to be used for. So if we're not going to cancel this lease, we'd like a full plan on what's going to happen with the space, and why we weren't told about it sooner.
Legislator Gavaris, did you want to weigh in?
I make a motion. The discussion's over to close point.
Okay, let me let Deputy Ryder speak first.
I'll just say there's no intent from the executive's office to move anybody in there, and we would definitely bring it back to, I don't know if it'd be this committee, because it wouldn't be a Board of Elections, but we would bring it to the relevant committees, probably Public Works, Ways and Means, if we were going to move a department in there at any time. We would not just unilaterally move a department there.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak on it? So before we make the motion to postpone, I would just follow on Legislator Ronk's comments that I think it's important that we start to have a discussion about the bigger picture of a plan, both as it relates to this space, but all the county spaces. Everyone saw on the OneDrive, and I think received directly, the report from County Comptroller Gallagher, and I do think this is something that we need to have a serious discussion about, potentially undertaking as a county an updated space study, but also look forward to the conversations with the executive's office about what the current needs are and what's in the works, what the plans may be, and where there are where there are holes and failings. So with that said, entertain a motion to postpone from Legislator Gavaris. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Heppner. On the postponement, Resolution 376, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay, you have in your packet two forthcoming local laws, proposed local law number 2, which is requiring the payment of a living wage to employees of contractors and subcontractors that provide services to the county. This is on today's agenda as a petition to discharge. It's just here for your reference. We can talk about it or not, but because it is a local law, it's on. Put it on for a discussion point. And proposed law, local law number 6, a local law repealing local law number 2 of 2013, establishing the Ulster County School-Based Mental Health and Safety Act of 2021. No action was taken in public health, but I would request that everybody take the chance to read through. If you have any questions or you need any further backup, just so that we're ahead of the game. I know our aim is not to comment on the comment, but the legal, but in that regard, if we do have legal questions, we should be prepared should it come to us. Legislator Ron.
I mean, the legal question I have on that is that the last time this was put through, I think it passed. At one point, it's in theory, in effect. You know, the school board, the school superintendents association, or the council, or whatever they're calling it this week, had serious legal concerns about it. And, you know, they thought that it wasn't enforceable by the county because they're independent agencies. That's, I think, where we should focus our time in looking at it.
So
Mark had his hand up.
You can go.
Just talking to the sponsor after the public health meeting, or after one of the meetings last week, I do know that this is slightly different than what is being repealed, and this is the original law that was put in by
his son,
by Rob Parody, I think, and then was slightly watered down after the superintendents came and said upon legal counsel. But this is, I think, a little bit more teeth. We haven't had a chance to dig into it. I know we want to do, you know, some work on mental health with the schools, definitely, and we're in a different time than we were 10 years ago. So
yeah,
the schools may feel differently as well.
Yeah. Right. I think it's a good point, and maybe we should have council do a first pass, both council, just to look and cross-reference if any of those concerns are likely to pop up again.
And perhaps, you know, engage with the superintendent's council.
Yeah. Okay. Does anyone else have any comments, questions, concerns about either of these? Okay. Any old business? Would anyone like to chat about something we've talked about in the past? Any new business? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
No.
Motion by Legislator Rock, seconded by Legislator Gavaris. All those in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you all.